My name's Tom Fontana, and I am a writer-producer. Most recently did Borgia for Netflix and Canal Plus and ZDF. And before that, I did St. Elsewhere, Homicide, Life on the Street, Oz, Copper, The Philanthropist, won a bunch of awards. And we shot in Dubrovnik the last part of Borgia, the third season. So I'm happy to be back in Croatia.
You're primarily known for a scripted drama career, but your new project shifts away from that, The Killing Fields. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, it was brought to me. I'd love to lie and say that it was my idea, but it was brought to Barry Levinson, who is my business partner, and I, by Discovery Channel in America. And the idea being that there are these killing fields, which basically are places which are dumping grounds for bodies that have been murdered. And the idea is we formed an investigative team that is going to go, we're going to start in New Orleans, and which has a lot of bodies, and we're going to investigate the bodies that we find and see if we can actually find the killer of the person who's been dumped, the identity. We have to find their identity first, and then we have to find their killer. So it may turn into the most original show on the history of television. It may be the most boring. I have no idea because we haven't started yet.
So that would you'd have a bit of an unpredictable ending there. You don't really know what you're writing for the first time in your career.
Yeah, no. It's very hard because we don't know how it ends. So, and I'm always used to being able to come up with a good ending if for whatever it is.
And what network's that going to be on? Do you know?
The Discovery Channel in America, yeah.
Wonderful. So when you took the Borgia post, as it were, over here those few years ago, you adopted a bit of a different model for Europe. You know, in America, there's the showrunner model, and you brought that over to the Borgia project. Tell us about that and how that transition went.
Well, it was... it was the understanding, it was really Lagardère, the French company, and Canal Plus that wanted to try the American model. They really believed that it was something that France should be doing. So they hired me and said, and ZDF and Beta were the German partners. And basically I said, I'll do it, but you have to let me do it. You can't say you want an American showrunner and then treat me like you treat European writers, because my understanding, I have a lot of good friends who are European television writers, and they don't get the kind of respect. I mean, let's face it, American writers don't get much respect, but if you're the showrunner, you get a lot of respect. So everybody committed to this idea, and they were all true to their word. They all let me be the ultimate final. I had final cut, final casting say, final pick of directors, locations, the whole thing.
And do you think that could be a model that could be adopted more in Europe, in your experience? It obviously worked in that case, right?
Yeah, I absolutely think it can. In fact, I each year that we did Borgia, well, the second and third seasons of Borgia, I brought French writers onto the staff with the specific idea of training them to become showrunners, as I do with American writers who work for me. So it was. I feel like I've hopefully helped to start a trend in Europe that will let writers. The thing about writers that I say to all European writers is you can't just say I want creative control. You have to take financial responsibility, and most writers don't want to take financial responsibility. So that's something they have to get over. In the same way the networks and the studios in Europe have to get over the fact that you can trust a writer to make the final decision, the writer has to be able to have the courage to say yes, and I will bring it in on time, on budget. It's a hard thing to do.
Another big news in the drama industry recently was sort of this return of episodic drama that we're seeing with TF1, NBCU, of form this deal in Europe. And do you see that being a case, that might happen?
I mean, well, that's been huge in America. It's almost played itself out in America because the cable networks, which don't do that, have had such a triumph. So a lot of the networks, the broadcast networks, are now saying, well, maybe we don't need to do as many self-contained episodes. I think what's remarkable about this period, as opposed to any other period that I've worked in television, is that there are so many venues, and it allows for so many, for people to take chances and really, you know, go out on a limb and reinvent television. Because if we just keep doing the same shows over and over again, people are going to get bored and they're going to walk away. And there's too many other toys now to play with.
Yeah. Is that your philosophy then? Every time you start a new project, to make it completely fresh, new to the last one?
My goal is to challenge myself, and in that way also hopefully challenge the audience. I want to pull out the rug from myself so that I can't rely on any old tricks. I have to learn new tricks.
And how has VOD, how has that affected your work?
It really hasn't, in the sense that because so much of the stuff I've done has been serialized, that people watch it, you know, whenever they... It's like, for me, it's like a novel. Some people, I'm a very slow reader, so I read one chapter a night and I fall asleep. My wife reads like one book a day, and so if she and I are reading the same book, she's waiting for me to finish it so we can talk about it. But I'm Mr. like slowpoke, and I think that's the way people look at television now. Some people want to binge. I don't want to binge. I want to savor. I want to watch an episode and wonder, and you know, figure out maybe what's going to go on next.
A lot of European dramas making its way over to America now, like Deutschland 83 has just gone on Sundance Channel. Yeah. That's an amazing new trend that is seeing. Would you have seen that sort of happen a few years ago?
No, I think it's brilliant. I think the more cross channeling that goes on between all the countries, the more television is living up to its potential of being a unifying force in the world.